From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia backs the Syrian government. Syrian government troops advanced under cover of Russian airstrikes Monday and the heaviest fighting in weeks. Government forces battled rebels in a strategic area in the central province of Hama. The fighting was focused on the village of Kfar Nabuda. Syria's army command says it captured the village, but activists say the rebels repelled the attack. Meanwhile, U.S.-led coalition forces continued to strike Islamic State targets Monday, destroying tactical units in two areas. The man trying to get the sides to negotiate, U.N. Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura, Monday told a news conference he would hold talks in Russia on Tuesday and then head to Washington. He will try to bring the two sides to an understanding on their roles in Syria, and he worries about what could come next.
And at the same time, that the situation could move into a toxic type of cocktail and of a combination of a creeping Afghanistan with shades of Libya and Somalia.
Meanwhile, the European Council Monday called for Russia to immediately end military attacks in Syria that do not target Islamic State or UN-designated terrorist organizations. Amid a rise in Palestinian violence against Israelis, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opened Israel's parliament. He declared that the country will overcome what he called the knife terror and exist forever. Opposition candidates are calling for Guinea's presidential election to be annulled, saying the vote Sunday was rigged to favor incumbent leader Alpha Condé. The seven opposition candidates held a news conference to denounce the election, calling it a grand deception. For more on that, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.
İlk andan itibaren olayın oluş yöntemini.
Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Monday the Islamic State is the prime suspect in Sunday's double suicide bombing in Ankara. Those blasts killed at least 97 people. Turkish authorities, meanwhile, are facing accusations from citizens angry over that attack. Dorian Jones takes a look.
The government faces increasing accusations of negligence, if not collusion, in Turkey's worst terrorist attack, charges it vehemently denies. Main opposition parties are blaming the government policy of backing radical Islamist groups fighting the Syrian government for contributing to the attack. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu declared the Islamic State group is the prime suspect, and authorities are close to identifying one of the bombers. Dozens of suspected Islamic State militants have been arrested, but it's not clear if they are connected to the bombing. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Iranian state television reported Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian has been convicted on charges that include espionage. The report quoted a judiciary spokesman but did not include details of the verdict. It did say Rezaian and his lawyer are eligible to appeal the conviction within 20 days. Princeton University professor Angus Deaton has won the 2015 Nobel Economics Prize for his analysis of consumption, poverty, and welfare. Speaking to reporters, Deaton said economic inequality is one of his big concerns.
I'm hugely worried about inequality. And I think inequality, you know, has gone past the point where it's helping us all get rich, which it can do. And it's really becoming a serious threat.
Deaton, a British and U.S. citizen who was born in Scotland, has been a professor of economics and international affairs at Princeton University since 1983. Federal Reserve Governor Lael Brainard warned against raising key U.S. interest rates too soon. Speaking at the annual meeting of the National Association for Business Economics in Washington, D.C., Brainard said despite the improving economic outlook, global weakness poses a downward risk to already low inflation in the United States. Tunisia's military says Islamist militants killed two soldiers who were searching for a kidnapped person near the Algerian border. It says four soldiers were wounded in the search operation. In southern Afghanistan Monday, gunmen riding a motorbike shot and killed a doctor who worked for the United Nations Assistance Mission. No one has claimed responsibility. A new report says that despite progress in reducing hunger worldwide, hunger levels in at least 52 developing countries remain serious or alarming. It says nearly 800 million people around the world still go hungry. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.